Imagine that there's a guy named Jeffrey and he has a crush on that girl. This is where he obsesses over this one girl. When he goes to school or work and he sees her in his classroom, he constantly is like side-eyeing her. In her peripheral vision, she can always tell that, yep, Jeffrey's always there staring at me. He's a bit weird. When he goes home, he very quickly will click on her Instagram story and her Snapchat story, and maybe he's got like a 45-day Snapchat streak with her. All of this time that he's been getting closer to her, he's been just waiting for the perfect moment to ask her out. And then the worst possible thing happens. She gets into a relationship with someone else, some random guy. Who is that guy who just randomly just entered her life when Jeffrey's been texting her for months? It's Adonis. It's the guy who's been doing the quick scoping tactic. This attractive man sees the girl that he wants, goes up to her, and very quickly asks her out. He very quickly gives her a compliment, lets it be known that he's interested in her romantically, and within meeting her for literally like 30 seconds, he's already asked her out. He's already escalated more than poor Jeffrey has. So this girl knows what Adonis's intentions are, and she actually quite respects and is quite turned on by his level of confidence to just go straight up, tell her that she's pretty, and then ask her out on a date. These are the two tactics that you can use in dating: hard scoping and quick scoping. And I made up this term from the game that I used to play, Call of Duty. So remember playing like COD like back years ago? I don't really play video games anymore. I hope you don't, because they are a waste of time. But when you would play COD or any of these like first person shooter games, you could have the sniper rifle, and how the sniper rifle was kind of supposed to be used was that you would zoom in and hard scope. So you would zoom in, try and follow one of the guys like on the opposite team, try and follow him around, hold the breath. You'd zoom in on one guy, hold your breath, just focus on that one guy, and then shoot. But very quickly, people started to realize that there was actually a way better way to use the sniper rifle. And if you're a little bit older, you'll know, especially back in like for us older guys, back for like Modern Warfare 2, like some of those earlier CODs, that's when quick scoping was a thing. Quick scoping was kind of like the hard scoping, but on steroids, where instead of zooming in and just focusing on one target, instead of that, what you do is run around the map and you would press the zoom in button, but at the same time press the fire button. So the moment you'd see someone, you'd zoom in and fire. And then because that didn't take long, you didn't have to stay in that position. You could keep running around. If you got the kill, sweet. But if you missed, it was okay, because you didn't invest that much time into that one person. And you could keep running around the map, find the next enemy, zoom in and fire on him. In dating, men should be quick scopers, not hard scopers. And I guarantee the biggest pains that you've had in dating so far were when you were a hard scoper, wasn't it? You were hard scoping, like zoomed in on this one girl, and you waited for ages to shoot your shot because for some reason you felt like you needed to wait for like the perfect time, that, you know, it was maybe too awkward. No, you can't ask her in class. No, you can't ask her right now. No, the time's not right. I don't really know. No, she wouldn't like me, whatever. And you're just constantly thinking about this girl. You're zoomed in on her, but you're just not shooting the shots. But as a quick scoper, you would see a girl that you find interesting, that you find beautiful, and you'd walk straight up to her, and within like 10 seconds, you'd let it be known that you think she's attractive, you think she's interesting, and that you want to go on a date with her. And now here's a brutal truth if you are one of the guys who's a bit more of a hard scoper. The longer that you zoom in on one girl without shooting, the less she'll be attracted to you. Because girls know when you have zoomed in on them. They know it, bro. They see your name on their phone. They see you looking at them across the class or the work or whatever. They know, okay? They know. And they also know that you're a bit of a coward because you haven't straight up just said it. You haven't said that you're attracted to her, that you want her. Zooming in on a girl lowers your chances to get her. Quick scoping her is the most effective way. And also, not just with this one individual girl, but you know what the best part of quick scoping is? It opens your mind to the possibilities of other women. You see the girl that's attractive, you walk straight up to her, introduce yourself, get to know her, speak for like a minute or two, get her details and tell her, oh yeah, I want to take you out, we should do this. What are you doing after this? We should go to this place together. And let's say she says no, which is the equivalent of you zooming in, firing, but then you missed. Well, that's okay because you only spent like 2 minutes in the conversation with her. You didn't really lose much. You go over and quickscope the next woman and the next woman. And that's what dating as a man is completely like. And if you know any guys who are like good at dating, they'll all tell you the same thing. Like it very much is like a numbers game where you just go around the world. And as soon as you see a girl, you just go up, shoot your shot, see if she likes you too. And if you become more of a quickscoper in your dating, what you'll find is you'll actually feel so much more sexy and attractive. So imagine that there'll be a day that you remember this advice. You might be in the gym tomorrow or even today, and you'll remember like, oh yeah, Hamza's quickscoping advice. There's that girl. Maybe I shouldn't wait around. I should just go up to her right now. And the thing is, it's always going to be a bit difficult. I completely relate to that, right? If you see a girl in the gym that you've never spoke to, there's going to be a bit of a friction to going up to speak to her. Of course there is, right? Whether we're going to go the quick scope tactic or the hard scoping tactic. But the difference is that that uncomfortable pain, that approach anxiety, it just has to last about 5 seconds. You like 5 seconds of you just seeing the girl and being like, fuck it, let's just do it right now. And you just command your legs to walk up to her because you're just thinking, bro, like, I want to know within 30 seconds if she wants to be with me. Why would you want to wait 30 days for that? Why would you want to wait weeks or months to find out when you could just go find out in a few seconds? And I give you my word, you will be more effective and successful if you do it faster. She will like you more. Like imagine the disgust of a woman who you're hard scoping, and like, you know this, right? I know this is gonna hurt your feelings, but you know when you text a girl who you've been hard scoping, you know that every time she sees your name on her phone, she's like, ah. You do know that, don't you? You know that you're like one of the guys, like the 15 guys that she's texting long-term. You know that, like don't feel like pissed off at me. You know that's the truth, right? You could imagine, if we grabbed this girl's phone and went on her Snapchat and Instagram, there's like 10 other guys who've been texting her for weeks who have never met her, never fucked her. You're one of them. And you want to know what the most brutal thing is? And I'm so sorry to say this to you. Do you know when an attractive guy who's got a pair of balls and quick scopes and he goes up to this girl that you have been hard scoping, and if I ask her, hey, are you talking to any guys right now? You know what she's going to say. She'll be like, no, not really. She doesn't even see it in her brain as like talking to you because you've just become so mundane, so part of her routine to reply to a couple of beta males every day that she doesn't even see you genuinely as like a sexual man. She just sees you as like pixels on the screen. If like, you don't want to be reduced down to that, bro. I'm telling you, like, the girls don't respect those guys. They reply back to you, which makes you believe that you've got a chance with them. But girls just reply back just because they quite like having like these text conversations and whatever, but not because they're actually attracted to you. So become more like a quick scoper, and I guarantee like everything in your dating life will get so much better and you'll just have more respect for yourself. By the way, I've got specific training like this for dating, sex and everything inside of my program, Library of Adonis, and I think it's an absolute steal. Over 1,400 guys have joined already in the last month, so it's already growing well. It's like a community for guys who are on this path just like you. You can make friends and learn more from me. There's a top link in the description. Click and watch this video. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!